What's up? What is up? Hey, my Freedom Riders. Happy New Year. Woo! Listen, I know I've missed a couple weeks, but I took some time off to spend time with family, get things in order. I was coaching you guys and getting you guys prepared for 2020, but how could I be an example to you if I didn't get my own self prepared for 2020? So I had to pull away just like any other person should do in times of preparation for the new decade, you know, for the new year. And I'm super excited to be back, ready and rearing and excited, more excited than ever. Because I just love doing this with you guys. So, like I said, definitely my apologies. But listen, we all have to pull away sometimes, get ourselves together, get ready for the new that is happening in our lives. And I pray that you guys did the same. I pray that you took everything I gave you at the end of 2019 and used it to propel you, to shoot you, to move you into your now season. Because that is definitely what we're in, a now season. So, I hope you guys had a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holidays, and definitely a Happy New Year. And, you know, let's just be grateful, all of us, for just making it into the new year, because that right there is, you know, the best part of, I think, crossing over, is that you get the privilege. God blesses you with the privilege to actually walk into the new year. A lot of people didn't make it into 2020, into this new decade of life. And I just am so grateful. I thank God so much that I was able to even cross over to live another decade. That is so phenomenal, so amazing. And so I hope you guys feel the exact same way. So listen, I have a lot of amazing things that have been happening in my life. And just a couple things I want to throw out there before we get into today's session is I want you to make sure that you are following me on Facebook. I threw a freedom party, my first freedom party, which was phenomenal, so exciting, and it was amazing. I taught and showed and poured into other people on how to create an affirmation board. Now, if you don't have your affirmation board, it's okay. Luckily, we're still in January. We're not too far down the year. You need an affirmation board. And I'm not going to get too much into it, but if you go on Facebook and look up Freedom Riders and go to the private group, okay, because I have my fan page, you want to go to the private group and ask for access. I can get you in there so that you're able to see and rewatch the video on how to create an affirmation board. It is very, very crucial to your 2019. It's something that is so amazing, and it will really, really help you through 2019. Also, there's going to be another Freedom Party coming up, so these will happen at least once a month. So I'll be giving out information on my podcast, on my social media, about when and how to register. I only take 20 people, straight flat 20 people. So just know, you know, you always want to grab your spot first. It's free to register. They're always free, and they're always giving you phenomenal and tangible information that you can actually use. Next, I have an event that I'm speaking at. Woo woo! Coming up. It's actually the first weekend in February, I believe. Details coming soon. I will put out a flyer. So the basis of all this is follow me on social media. Okay. So you can get all my information. You can see what I'm doing. Definitely sign up for my email list. I'll have, you know, a promotion going on about that. You know, all these amazing things is definitely what you want to sign up for, what you want to do. But breaking into the new year, woo woo. And I automatically wanted to start out with freedom from your problems. Freedom from your problems. How do you find freedom from your problems? And I actually put a post up today that says your problem really isn't your problem. Your reaction is. So that is what we're going to talk about today. And let me tell you something. I am a culprit of it. Only being how many days into the new year? 10 days. 10 days. Can you believe it's only been 10 days? I feel like we've been in the new year for like ever. But 10 days. 10 days into the new year. And let me tell you, this last 4 to 5 days have like tried my life, guys. Tried my life. I was in a really bad accident. My kids were in the car, just a whole mess. So I'm figuring that out. And here, lo and behold, everything that I've been putting out in the atmosphere, you know, I have to now practice. And this lets you know that this is not just a, oh, let me tell you and you do it, I don't do it. No, I have to practice. And 90% of the time when I do these podcasts, I am coming to you to tell you about an experience that I already had that I want to give some insight to, just in case you're going through the same thing right now. And even though I just got out of it, let's just say, you know, I just got out of something maybe 15 minutes ago or 3 days ago or a month ago, I want to give that information on how to get out so fast, because even if you can get out of a uncomfortable or get out of a or learn how to deal with the uncomfortable situation or get your release faster, even a second faster than I did, I feel like that's helping somebody. So freedom from your problems really lies in your actions, right? So like I said, I got in a bad car accident this week, right? And it was so interesting because when it happens, normally I'm like spazzing out and I'm like going crazy and I'm crying. I couldn't get a tear out, which was like, oh my God. You know, I checked on my kids, of course, make sure my kids were okay. I was more focused on, are my kids are okay? But I felt a little different and it was very interesting. My reaction was different. And I'm going to give it credit to two things as to why: maturity and then my spiritual maturity. I think those two things caused me to react a little different. Now, that does not mean that I didn't have that flesh reaction, that human reaction that we all have when something bad happens, but it was so much different. So I was like going through three different type of emotions, three different stages of emotions. And it's been a trying, testing thing. And I had to sit down and assess where I was at personally in my spirit within myself and then figure out how to deal with this situation. So one thing for sure is that, you know, the last year before that, you know, the last 10 years, I could definitely say for me, I reacted so emotionally to stuff. I would spaz out. I'm crying. I'm like freaking out. Oh my God, I don't have the money. I don't have the bills. What am I going to do? Why? Right? But I knew as going through my 10 years that I eventually didn't want to react that way, because this is what it makes you feel like. It makes you feel like exactly what they say is, oh, you're only good when you're high, and when you're low, you're not good. But the whole principle of life is learning how to be good in any situation, learning how to trust when you have it all and when you don't have anything, learning how to trust when things look so bad and you can't see how it's going to go right, or when you do have the plan and you know how it's going to go and everything works out just the way you thought it would. Having that unwavering faith is what makes you different from anybody else. Now, here's the interesting thing. I went through a part of my life where I kind of was mastering that, of how to just be happy in any situation. People made me feel like I was crazy, right? Like, people made me feel like, why aren't you spazzing out? Oh my God, you just don't care. You're being irresponsible, da 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 da. And I hate to this day that I allowed what people say. And this is a nugget for you. Do not allow what people say to change who you are, because I hate that they broke that in me, because it made me a worrier and anxiety and a stress. And it felt like if I'm not stressed about a situation, then I'm not being responsible and I'm not worried about it. And oh my God, like, what am I doing? Am I being an adult? I'm making bad choices. All these emotions come with when people try to change something that is actually really, really good about you. And I used to be that. I used to be like, you know, real carefree. You know what I'm saying? Not irresponsible, but carefree. Just, hey, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I have to trust in who I claim I serve. You know, I serve God. I trust in God. If I really believe that, even if something goes wrong, even if something goes bad, then guess what? I still have to have that same faith and trust in Him that it's all going to work out. So now you ask yourself the question that I posed, or question yourself about the statement that I made. Is your problem really your problem, or is your reaction to the problem? Because here's what I've learned just in these last little 5 days. And I mean, yeah, it's a life thing that we all get. There's nothing I can physically do other than what I've done. I have done everything I can possibly do. So after that, what do? Do you spaz? Do you stress? Do you lose sleep? Do you just decide that life's over? Do you just be mad for the next 24 to 48 hours or 2 weeks because this situation is still staring in my face? I need a car, da da da. Are you going to be just upset, or are you just going to release your need to control and put the control in the ultimate controller? Put that feeling in that space and that anxiety in the hands of somebody who can actually handle it. Because if we be honest with ourselves, let's be honest, raise hands, we can't handle the stress. That's why we're sick. That's why we're having panic attacks, anxiety attacks. We're sad for no reason because we were not built to handle the amount of stress and worry that comes with situations that we can't control. Now, what we were built to do was to handle the stress and worry of the things that we can control, right? See how I did that? We were built for that. We can handle some things, the things that are meant for us to handle, but things that are out of your control that you can't do, you physically can't do anything else right at this moment, you have to decide to react differently. And so that I was tested in that area this week of, okay, what is your reaction? Because your reaction then decides what's going to happen. And I think a lot of us don't realize, like, a lot of things that have happened in our lives, the outcome that we got was based off our reaction. It's like if you're arguing with your significant other and you feel like they did something wrong, so you do something wrong. Every action has a reaction, right? A lot of what we go through in life is based off our action, our reaction. And so we get an action based off that reaction. And so if my reaction is putting out a energy that will attract an action that is not productive, not positive, well, then now I'm messing up something that probably would have came out a lot better. If I'm not putting out faith, then I can't expect for faith evidence, the evidence of faith to come back to me, right? If I'm not putting out faith, then how can I expect the evidence of faith to come back to me? That is so good, because you want the evidence of faith, which is good things. Things are worked out. Things are happening. Oh my gosh, you know, blessings and this, that, and the other. But if you're not putting out a reaction of faith, then you can't expect that action of faith to come back to you. You know what I mean? You can't expect that evidence. You can only expect the evidence of what you're putting out. So if you're putting out anger, frustration, then guess what? The action you're getting back is anxiety and depression, right? If you're putting out worry and stress, then what you're getting back is panic and uncertainty and restlessness. So now we have to be more mindful of, what am I putting out? Or what should I put out to get what I want? What energy do I need to release? What amount of faith? What do I need to put out to get the action that I want back? That is where our mindset has to be, because that is the key to changing your situation from totally destroyed to totally victorious. That's how we're going to get to that victorious state, is deciding what to put out every single day, every single day. Like, I wrote a post yesterday, and I'm like, do you take the time, or the day before, whatever, sometime this week, do you take the time to sit and decide how your day is going to go, to decide what you are and aren't going to allow today, to decide what you will accept and what you won't accept? Do you take that time to do that? Because if you don't, then what you're saying is, I'm going to walk out these doors and whatever hits me, I'm just going to deal with it when it hits me. When you have the power and you have the time and you have the mental capacity to decide ahead of time. So that way, when that thing that you did not decide that can come in and interrupt your space comes, you won't let it in, because you've already built the defense of, no, this is what I'm going to allow. This is what I want to do today. This is how my day is going to go. And there. So when something comes that doesn't line up with that, you're better prepared for it, because you already have an inventory list of what you will take and what you won't. Do we create those inventory lists for ourselves on a regular basis? Or do we just wake up and say, whatever life has to throw at me, I'm going to take it. And then wonder why life throws something at you and you lose all the wind in your sails. And you're literally on the ground out of breath because you didn't decide to prepare yourself for whatever life had to throw at you today. I make it my business. I make it a point when I wake up in the mornings. Even if I'm like still laying in bed, you know, my alarm has just went off and I'm still in bed. I'm not up. I'm not all the way up yet. Even if that's the case, you know what I make it a point to do is to pray. I make it a point to make sure that I'm covering myself mentally, spiritually, emotionally, making sure that my vibes are good. My energy is right. I'm making sure that I'm together. So even though something may happen, I already have done the prep work to make sure, hey, I'm covered, I'm good, and I don't have to worry, you know? But I really like the point that I made, and I'm only repeating because it's so good to me that you can't put out something and expect the evidence of faith to come back. You can only put out faith to get the evidence of faith. You can only put out To get the outcome that you want, you have to put out the thing that will grab that action and bring it to you. I'm going to literally like take that for the rest of the day and understand that this is how to win. This is how to win. This is how to get past those things in life that feel like they've come to just like completely knock us off. They've come to completely just derail our day. They've come to completely just shut us down and just make us feel like life is over as we know it, which is absolutely not the truth. Let me tell you something. If we made it into this next decade, there is something so amazing and so great that we are supposed to accomplish and that we are supposed to do. I can promise you that. Because there are people who did not make it. And that is for a reason. But for us that have made it, that have crossed over, you know, that are still here, that is clear evidence that you have more time to do something better. You have more time to reach goals. You have more time to become greater. You have more time to set your mind to something and actually obtain it. You have more time to live a good, free life, a anxiety, de-stressed, undepressed life. You have more time to create what you only dream of, to create what you only think of. You know, you have more time. And isn't that what we all want, is more time? Don't we like go through our days and like, oh, I wish I had more time because I could do this, I can do that. Oh, I wish I had more time, I had more time. Isn't that what we all want? So how dare we then get more time and not see it for the greatest opportunity that it really is, for the amazingness that it really is. It really is amazing that we get more time. It really is amazing that we actually have made it into another decade, not just another year, but another decade. We've closed one and started another. It's interesting because I was listening to my own coach and she said that this isn't a new chapter in our lives. This is a new book, right? And that is so amazing because I'm like, you're right. See, our stories only stop when we stop writing. That's the only time. There's life after the period. The only time our lives stop is when we stop writing. But until we stop writing, that story goes and goes and goes and goes and goes. So when she said, this is not a new chapter, this is a new book, I was like, oh my God, thank you. Because the last 10, I don't know about y'all, but the last 10 years of my life were hell on earth. I was so depressed. I was so unhappy. Oh my, I was dealing with so much. Everything felt like it was crashing down all the time. I mean, it was horrible. I went through some of the toughest things in my life in this past decade. But now that I'm in another one, I truly do feel like this is my new book. Not a new chapter, not a new page. No, I get to close that volume and this is volume 2. That's so good. You are living in volume 2 of your life. Now, whatever you choose to do with volume 2 is completely up to you. You're only 10 days in. Only 10 days in. Only 10 days in. You literally still have 11 chapters to write and 20 days. Right? I think we have 30 or 31. So either 20 or 21 days to completely continue or completely write a different story, even that you've had in these last 10 days, right? And I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to go on that. I'm going to embrace this. I'm going to write this book of my life. I'm going to do volume 2 of my life. And volume 2 will be so different from volume 1, because volume 1 did not yield me what I wanted in life, but it did teach me lessons. But now that I have those lessons, I can write such a better book about my life. I can write the second chapter, the second part, the volume 2 of my life, because I learned so many things from that first book. I've learned so many things. And I always say this, I don't regret what I went through. I wouldn't change it, because if that's what it took to make me who I am today, and I love who I am today, well, guess what? It was well worth the price. And the value lies in what you, like, the price, the value is what you're willing to pay. How valuable something is based off of what you view it as. What are you willing to pay? And so I was willing to pay that price that I paid in the last 10 years to get to where I am today, to become who I am today, and to be able to live the blessings and the abundance of life that I can get in this next decade. And it'll just continue and continue and continue and continue. So just remember, you're writing your next book. Control your reactions. Make sure you're putting out the reaction to get the action that you want, not the reaction to get the action that you don't want. Control it, because it's within your power to control. Completely, 1,000% in your power to control. And so guess what? Now that you have the pen, don't give nobody else the pen to write your story. That's another thing my coach said. Don't give nobody else the pen this year, this time. Don't give nobody else the pen to write the story that you want to live, because they can't write it like how you can. They don't see it how you see it. Hold on to your pen, write your book, get it out there, create the life you want to live, and live it freely. Live it freely. Yes. So I'm so excited to be back. I hope you guys enjoyed today, because I so enjoyed today. It literally, these podcasts are like therapy to me. You guys have no idea. So I don't want anybody to ever listen to my podcast and think like, oh, she's just telling us something she does. No, these are like therapy sessions for me, truly. And honestly, I thank you guys for always listening to me go on and on and on about these different topics and things like that. I just hope and pray that it touches you, that it's helping you, that it's guiding you, and it's giving you insight on your own life, because it's definitely therapeutic for me. And I want it to feel that way. I want this to feel like a therapeutic session. I want this to feel like, okay, she knows what she's talking about. She's dealing with it right now, or she's dealt with it recently, or she's dealt with it in her life. And she's touching a piece in me right now that I needed to hear. And I'm so happy that I listened to it. That's what my main goal is with Freedom Riders. So make sure you check me out every social media platform. It is simple, Freedom Riders, and Riders is spelled R-I-D-A-H-S. Keep a lookout for all the amazing things I have going on. I'm, like I said, I have a speaking engagement in February. It will be in Houston, so it'll be in Texas, but I will keep you guys posted. Thank you so much. I pray you're having an amazing Freedom Friday. And listen, let's take the weekend to control our actions and find that freedom. Have a good day, guys.